the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, it's time for the much ballyhooed return. How much who? Ballyhoo of the elimination game, where we all draft three from a category and then take turns eliminating until one true champion is determined.
Should have asked last break, but we're talking like a sit down type of place.
That's what I imagine, but it's up to you.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought about it too.
Because the category is national chain restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
So
it's up to you though. And you can sit down at a lot of places.
I know. That's the thing. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's so good it overwhelms the fact that they don't have any pictures of generic coaches on the wall or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. For time purposes, I'll just go first and have the first overall pick.
No, you don't get to do that.
Okay. Steve, you go first.
Okay, I will go first, and it is going to be the winner. It's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Ooh, that place is delicious.
Mm. Dang it, man. Okay, I got to take that one off my list.
I never even thought of places like that.
Good
places. I did, and I thought of better places, honestly.
Yours is just like Chili's and Chili's 2.
No, like Long John Silver's Captain
D's.
They
have sit-down parts in their restaurant. Yeah.
No, it's closer to the first insulting thing you said, so All right, Kelly, you go next.
Well, I'm ashamed now that you've named Ruth's Chris to say Cracker Barrel.
Well,
you don't really believe that.
Yes, I do.
No,
I love
you
Cracker
don't.
Barrel. Yes, I do.
Cracker Barrel has
their chicken and dumplings.
Good food.
Delicious.
Ham steaks are good. I mean, the clientele is weird, but
thank you for that.
The food's not bad.
Joe, you're next.
Well, I was going with fancier restaurant too.
Would you take Red Lobster?
I was just about to say that.
That's not a bad place.
It's not a bad place. Their lobster pizza is amongst the best pizzas I've ever had in my life.
You don't believe that.
Yeah.
Their cheddar biscuits are great, too.
Yeah, and each one has the same number of calories as a king-size Snickers bar.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. Pick your restaurant.
Capital Grill.
Those are terrific.
It's attainable.
Snooze.
Those are really good.
Snooze.
Yeah, boring.
I guess
you're going for a sturdy business person's lunch.
Business person's lunch.
Okay.
It's got too many exotic things on the menu for free beer.
Ooh, hey, linen napkins. Ooh, I'm cool.
It's Ruth's Chris, salad. Fancier.
Yeah. Capital Grill is
that's
very
why I like
good,
Ruth's Chris.
I agree. Based on the size of the menu alone, Cheesecake Factory.
There's always going to be something for everyone there.
And their food is good.
Who's willing to die early?
They have everything. They have every kind of food that's ever been invented. I swear to God, their menu's like 70 pages long. I love it.
Well, Ruth's Chris is a really good pick, and I wish I had thought of it. But the steakhouse I thought of is Logan's Roadhouse.
See, me and you right there on the same page, Freebeer.
It's not even the best of the two that are the same. Texas Roadhouse.
Boy, those are 1 and 1A. Those are both really, really good.
I mean, it's crazy that they're two different chains because it's basically the same menu.
And they always build across the street from
each other. I know. Isn't that crazy?
All right, Steve, back to you. Go.
I will go with my number two is P.F. Chang's.
Good choice.
I've never eaten there before.
It's quite good.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not better than other Chinese restaurants or Japanese restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Their lions are bigger.
Their lions are bigger.
Those are horses, don't they usually have out there?
Yeah. Oh, are they horses?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, they have very small lions then. Kelly?
My number two is Chipotle.
Chipotle, got it. Can you sit down there?
Yeah, you sit down there.
Yeah. They do have chairs.
I mean, yeah, so does Five Guys Burgers and Fries, but nobody does.
Okay, but that's also
actually,
on my
list. A lot of people probably do.
I was so afraid y'all were going to take some of these, and what I'm realizing is I thought of very B and C level things.
Yeah, me too.
Meanwhile, you guys are over here being fancy. Where's a crap old grill?
I'm more of an everyman. Joe, what's yours?
You want something for like a fancy time, but then you also want something along the lines of Taco Bell. Now,
is that who you're taking?
That's my number two.
So Capital Grill and Taco Bell.
You have hit the peak in the valley for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Capital Grill, again, for, Christmas time, family times, business things.
Business times.
And then Taco Bell. They're everywhere. It's delicious. They're open basically all day, every day.
Yeah, what's your next pick? 7-Eleven?
Not far off.
Fuddruckers?
If they had chairs. Fuddruckers, yes.
I mean, how many Fudds could have...
You're really rolling the dice. Alex, what's your next pick?
My next pick is Bonefish Grill.
That's a good one.
That's like Red Lobster, but better.
You have what?
I got food poisoning from there once.
You did? Okay, now I like it even more.
I guess it's not that great.
Okay. Well, the pickings is getting slim.
You going to say Olive Garden?
No.
Ah, oh, come on, Fraser.
I'm not Italian.
No, but when you go there, you are.
Oh, what is that other place? I don't care for that one either. All right, I'm going with Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because Hot Wings is right. I hadn't thought of it, but he's right. Those are both great. So I love both.
When one's full, go to the other.
That's precisely what we do. Uh-huh. One of them has cinnamon butter for their rolls. The other one has better rolls and regular butter. But in the end, it's all the same.
Honestly,
you can throw whatever
it,
you want on the floor, and your children can scream as loud as they want. That's why I like them.
They really are like the gas stations of steakhouses.
Yeah,
it's like
McDonald's and Burger King.
Which side of the road are we on? Oh, we're on the Logan side. We'll go with that
one. Exactly
it's the same
true.
Reason I pick between like Sitco and Marathon.
Yep. And wait till you hear my third pick, Lone Star Steakhouse. Steve, you have Ruth's Chris and P.F. Chang's. We're debating to find the best chain restaurant in the world. What is your third pick?
Well, Hot Wings took my Bonefish Grill and my Cheesecake Factory, so I'm going to have to go down the list a bit to Carrabba's.
That was nearly my pick, and then I thought, I have to go number two as soon as I eat there every time. So they didn't make the cut.
Don't they have like a garden on their roof?
Yeah. They do, yeah. It's a very green roof.
Yeah, they do. I mean,
one bite of spaghetti, and then boom, flush the toilet. Yeah, Kelly, what's your third pick?
Bonefish for me.
Cracker Barrel, Chipotle, and what?
I'm going to go with the chicken filet.
The chicken filet.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I'm like, what's the chicken filet?
Oh, that's a good one. It was. I'm really surprised you couldn't keep up on that. Yeah, what could that possibly be? Joe, I already had you down for Fuddruckers, but we can change it.
I kind of want to change number two.
To what, Arby's?
Honestly, I would never go eat inside of a Taco Bell.
Too bad. You said best chain restaurant.
It's on there now. You don't get to change.
Yeah, you're like, it's everywhere.
Yeah, you don't get to pick. You picked already.
Anytime.
Well, it's good. Yeah, if you want to dip your toe into, like, you know, the toxic waste trash pile of restaurants that are also delicious, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number one, of course, I've defended it so many times. And I really do love it. Applebee's. There is something for everyone. It's not expensive. They're everywhere. It's perfect.
You really did hit the low, medium, and high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And You've if you want to sit occasion. Somewhere that feels like a garage sale, your whole
and
booth
I
is
do.
Just surrounded
I mean,
by
I
stuff.
Mean, yeah, you're right. Who doesn't? Wow, nice sled.
It doesn't matter what
tuba.
Is around you. All that matters is that you are eating sensibly priced good food.
In the neighborhood.
With a wide variety of things.
Is that coach from the varsity team there on the wall?
I bet that's his sled from when he was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to buy the stuff American Pickers pick.
How can Kelly be so basic and so trash at the same time?
It's a hard life, but I'm living it.
Yeah. Mike, who's your third pick? You got the Cheesecake Factory and Bone Fish Grill.
You know what? You guys can all quit because I'm going to win because my third pick is Fogo de Chão. Brazilian Steakhouse.
Fogo de Chão is good.
Man, you're right. But they're not everywhere.
They're
not handy enough.
They're not. I wish they were handier. I agree.
Too.
But they're great.
Yeah.
And they're a national chain.
My third pick, a little bit off the radar Kevin's for a lot
Roadhouse.
Of people.
Is there another?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know another.
They do Lone Star Steakhouse.
Mark's
Timmy's
Roadhouse.
Biscuits and Meat.
Close. Ted's Montana Grill.
Okay, now that's good.
That's a decent. Do they have those everywhere? I've never been at one of those. I don't think
there's a couple.
Of
you were at one in Nashville near Vanderbilt.
Oh, that's right. I got a bison burger.
Yeah,
that's right. One
that's right.
In,
okay,
I had bison pot roast in Atlanta one time.
Oh, their bison meatloaf. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd get meatloaf. It's already garbage food. Why would you get it out of slightly better meat?
Need to stop talking.
Yeah.
All right. Now we begin eliminations. Now, someone put out a tagline. Someone texted a tagline for this game. The elimination game. There's only one winner, and everyone's butthurt. this is where that begins. Ready? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Since I was last, I get the first elimination. And who do I want to hurt? That is the question. Kelly points to Hot Wings.
Why would you?
It's not about
that.
Hurting.
Yeah, but I have good picks.
About what is
true and right in America.
Which is why you need to go down first.
But I have good picks. So
I can't afford Fogo de Chão. Bonefish Grill gave me
Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de Chão. It's not Fogo de Chão.
Yeah, why does that? Your accent sounds like a
Fogo de Chão. It's Fogo de Chão. It is.
Why are you saying it through your nose like that?
And the Cheesecake Factory has plates the size of this table in front of us, and that is obnoxious.
That's great.
It's so good. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, it was my turn, so goodbye, Cracker Barrel.
Oh, burn!
If anybody wanted to hear your opinion, they would wait till it's your turn.
Stop
grandstanding. Hot Wings, you have the next elimination.
I mean, the one that I've gone to the least and have the least amount of knowledge about is Chipotle.
I hate you even more.
All you have to know is that they serve up mostly diarrhea.
Yep. Kind of
their
what I
rice yep. is delicious.
Oh, yeah. I don't go out for rice.
Oh no, believe me,
they use real Uncle Ben's.
All of their awful news stories about feeding people bad diseases.
Hey,
it doesn't stop me.
Let's go get a tortilla of rice with a little listeria. Just kidding.
Shut your whore mouths.
Joe, you get to eliminate one. Kelly has Chick-fil-A left. The rest are, we all have some.
This is really hard. But Carrabba's is.
Carrabba's. See ya, Carrabba's.
That's out of there.
Get never-ending breadsticks and we'll talk.
That was a distant third on my list.
All right, Steve.
Is anyone else getting hungry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all
my
I want to do is eat.
The whole point of this.
Kelly, so knock one out.
Applebee's.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
Wow. That's where we eat normal.
Steve.
Yeah, I can't wait till we're back on the road regularly. And we're all eating okay food, and you're eating garbage food.
Steve.
Logan's. Their steaks are garbage.
Well, get something else.
at the steakhouse.
fill up on bread, stupid.
You know, their mac and cheese isn't bad.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's probably some decent beans they bake.
Logan's, come for the beans.
It's called a roadhouse, not a steakhouse.
Stay for the peanuts.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.